Ding dong. Hello?
This is The Basics Guide to Women's Wrestling, your best source for women's wrestling commentary and recaps. And this is your 2023 Elimination Chamber preview, where we are going to give our predictions and, yeah, just talk about the rest of the week. I'm your semi-basic host, Liz.
I'm Joseph.
There was a lot that happened, a lot of good that happened, I feel like. I don't know about you. What do you think? How are you feeling coming off of this week? We just watched Dynamite today. Happy belated Valentine's Day to everybody. But yeah, we watched Dynamite today, and surprisingly, there was a triple threat main event featuring the women.
I'm surprised it was the main event.
Yeah.
Actually, in retrospect. But again, they didn't make a big deal about it, so.
I don't know what the stipulation was for this match. So it was between Ruby Soho, Toni Storm, and Britt Baker. The whole storyline is that, like, Britt was saying that Ruby has to choose a side. Britt was saying that?
Yeah.
Saraya was saying that?
Well, it's just everybody saying that.
Yeah. Which, no. I think Ruby's gonna, like, branch off and be like, no. I don't know. Actually, they could just, like, turn her heel, right? Where she does pick a side.
Yeah. That's
and then
it
just gonna get tired. Or she could rise up and be like the baby face we all want and need.
I would nope. just have her turn heel. Fuck fans. They don't get to cheer for you. Yeah. That's just where I would put it, but I don't know. We'll see, I guess. She could also join the homegrown team. Being that spot is probably Thunder Rosa, probably needs to go to Thunder Rosa right before the big match. I doubt that she will be on that team.
Well, let's talk about Thunder Rosa. The news was that she is coming back to the company, but she's doing Spanish announcing
yes.
commentary. Is that what it is?
El Paso was a great crowd. I don't want to say one good thing. El Paso as a city existed for this moment to bring Thunder Rosa back to AEW.
Right. Well, she was there. There was like pictures of her, like them declaring AEW Day. That was pretty cool. But as I was saying it out loud that, oh, they're bringing Thunder Rosa back as a Spanish commentator, I guess she's like really injured.
Yeah, she said she's still hurt.
Okay. I guess it's good to just like have her presence.
Toni Storm sense. She said she's still hurt. Like, yeah, she came out and said she's still hurt.
She's still on. Well, also she could just be saving face.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know. I am very conspiracy theory about Thunder Rosa in general now.
Get me started on my conspiracy theories about Tony Khan hates Mexicans. Yeah, I think what's best, she just goes to a better women's division, a better company where people aren't envious of her for being better, like significantly better than they are. Aren't so blatantly, obviously envious about her being significantly better than they are.
Well, that's the other thing too, is because I try to find like the rumors of why she has so much heat backstage. I can't get a definitive answer, or even like, even when it's rumors, you can kind of get an idea of like, oh, this is like where there's smoke, there's fire. But with Thunder Rosa, I don't know, other than just like she like sometimes hits harder than she should. I don't know. I just see it as Thunder Rosa wanting everybody to be better and be just as, like, meet their full potential.
Yeah, but then you have Jamie coming in and doing the same fucking thing. So, like, don't tell me it's Thunder Rosa.
Yeah.
It's obviously that you were just threatened that somebody was a lot better than you at the time that you were still getting TV time all the time and have poisoned the entire locker room against you. And just because you have the ear of the company, and obviously this is all hearsay and, like, my head canon. But just because you have the owner of the company doesn't give you any right to poison everybody against somebody.
And that's our conspiracy theory one.
Who gets the pyro is the person who dictates like where the locker room goes. And so like, fuck that. Thunder Rosa should just leave.
Yeah.
She should just tell her. She should tell them she's injured until her contract runs up and then leave and go to a better promotion.
That's the other thing I was thinking too. Like whenever they talk about Thunder Rosa, like just having like a bad, I don't even know, like, reputation, but like she has her own wrestling school, right?
Yeah.
So
she has
just
her own wrestling I think she's actually part of a promotion too.
But the thing is, like, when you're somebody like, she It seems like she's a natural leader. It seems like she's a mentor. It'd be like saying Maiko Satamura has like this backstage heat because she hits really hard. Her scorpion kicks are too hard. Like, it just doesn't feel right. Like, it just, yeah.
Something's off.
Something's off. And yeah, I mean, it feels a little microaggression-y, that's all. But moving on.
Yeah. I don't need to bury myself any further with comments.
Well, let's move backward then. Okay. Honestly, have not been keeping up with SmackDown because as much as I want to watch Charlotte, I am not enthralled with her feud with Sonya, and I'm not digging Natalia's little hat.
The division is garbage and it's booked even worse. Yeah. Even though we did get, well, supposedly we got trades, even though there's no like actual official.
It's not official, but Elimination Chamber is, no, it's a mix, but Elimination Chamber is for the Raw Women's Championship at WrestleMania.
Right.
So we have like,
no, but there's just been rumors and like people saying this person is now here because they're performing there and they're traveling. Like the way that people decipher shit like that has come down to Rhea is now on SmackDown, which makes sense.
Makes sense because she's challenging Charlotte.
Which puts Judgment Day on SmackDown. And so supposedly Liv, Raquel, and somebody else, I think, are on Raw now.
I haven't like followed
it's not
it like
Natty.
That.
Natty is still on SmackDown. But of course, somebody else is going back to, or no, yeah, Liv was on SmackDown.
Yeah.
So somebody else is going back to Raw from the women's, or going back to SmackDown from the women's division. But maybe it was just Rhea that I saw.
Maybe it's Carmella. I don't know. No, she's probably going to stick wherever Corey Graves is, huh? And he's like strictly Raw.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, well, yeah. I don't know. I really haven't been following like who's on which roster, but
yeah, I've been trying to really not matters. Follow rumors and see if the show is enhanced. The shows are enhanced that way.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Jerry's still out.
Shayna is in a tiff with Natalia, right? Because she was like, they got the classic like burn on Shayna is like, you're just a bootleg Ronda Rousey. Like, no, Ronda Rousey's a bootleg version of Ronda Rousey. And Shayna brought up like, I was here before Ronda. I was the one who was wrestling on the indies. And yeah. Like, yeah, put respect on Shayna's name. But there's going to be a tag team match with badasses. Ronda and Shayna, that's how they've been billing it. And Shotzi is involved in this one.
And Natalia.
Yeah, so. I'm not, well.
The only thing.
You've got Shotzi and Shayna in this match. That's like a highlight.
Well, yeah, but the best outcome is Natalia gets kayfabe hurt and we get a better entrant into the Elimination Chamber. But even then, I don't want that to happen because I want everybody in that chamber to just die in 10 seconds.
So, okay, speaking of Elimination Chamber, Becky tried to Royal Rumble herself into the Elimination
Royal
Chamber
Rumble,
on Raw.
SummerSlam. This is just what Becky does.
But it's okay.
And everybody seems to gulp it down anyway.
It's funny because, like, I don't know, maybe she's in on the joke because she's telling Adam Pearce, like, you have a history of just like raising the stakes because it is Adam Pearce's fault all the time where he just decides to change the rules last minute and ruin everyone's lives.
Bit Finley and Nia Jax are the ones to blame for this character. Adam Pearce has nothing to do with the incarnation of this.
So Becky's trying to wiggle her way into Elimination Chamber. And he's like, well, no, before he could get into it, Bailey comes out to save the day, to save us all from this. And she's telling Adam Pearce that like, she should be in it too, or that she should just be in it, right? And then Bianca comes out because she's like, oh, I like what is happening here. And they make a triple threat on Raw. If Bianca wins, Becky and Bailey, neither of them get to be in the chamber.
I had announced that that was going to be the main event on Dynamite, and I just didn't know because I tried not to pay attention to stuff like that.
Like the future.
Triple H was just like, yeah, fuck it. We'll put a better triple threat out of our ass 2 days before.
So if you've noticed, who's been involved in the main events the last three Raws? Is it their main events?
No.
Oh, not the... The cage match was.
Yeah, huh? I guess so.
The year. The week before that, they were supposed to do the cage match, and that's just when Damage Control...
No, that was like, 2 weeks before that, no?
That's what I'm saying. 3 weeks in a row, we've gotten Becky and Bayley closing out the show.
Yeah.
Appreciate.
Yeah, the feud's finally getting good.
Yeah. And... Yeah, so this week...
I just squandered a whole month. What the fuck are you guys doing?
Playing catch-up.
I got another conspiracy theory. Triple H is watching NXT, and he was like, what the fuck is this? And he started booking it, and then he stopped sleeping on the main roster.
Stop paying attention.
And he was like, yeah, Road Dogg, you just do it real quick. And so, like, he's turning all his shit ass friends from DX or trying to book this company into hell.
Like, why
and
are
he's
they
like,
as good as me?
He's trying to put out fires everywhere. He can't do both of them at the same time.
I don't know. That's.
I figured
silly.
It out. No, that's it.
No, you just aren't going to give credit to Shawn Michaels at all.
No. Unblock me on Twitter and I'll do it.
So if Bianca wins, Bailey and Becky do not get to be in an elimination chamber. And if Becky or Bailey wins, whoever is the winner gets to start off elimination chamber as a triple threat. Because just to remind everybody, there's four people that are waiting in pods in the chamber. And then two women will start off the match before the rest of the women are released. So they were saying they'd start off as a triple threat. I would have been all for that.
That's how they were going to do it. I missed that part.
Yeah.
Because that was like going into the match, I kind of got the result.
Yeah.
Or I had a feeling of what the result was going to be because there's no extra pod, but I was just thinking that. I wasn't thinking of just start. That makes obvious sense.
You're like doing the math, Adam Pierce.
I'm an idiot.
This isn't working. I would have been all for that if it was just Bailey that wins. But let's face it, Bailey's not going to win.
There was two options for that match, for that result. And you either finally give Bailey something or Bianca defends the rest of the roster against these two people.
Yeah. And spoiler, Bianca won. And I like this a lot because it still just gives us Becky and Bailey. Right. Like Becky wants to say like, let's end this. Let's finish this. And it's like, no. No, we want this to keep on going. And this title is not involved in their storyline. And it's like the best one right now.
Yeah.
So I was very happy with the outcome of the match. And again, I'm still not really looking forward to Elimination Chamber other than seeing Asuka like kill everybody. And that's about it.
Yeah.
Because well, that's all that should happen.
Nothing else going on for the women. But that match was so good, that triple threat match.
Yes, let's talk about it.
Like, that just goes to show that there's nobody on their level.
No.
I mean, Stardom is really fucking good, don't get me wrong. But, like, they don't do the feats of strength that these women do because they can't really. Like, they're speed, and they're great to watch. Yeah. But they can't mix it up the way that this company does. And that's why, like, so... I mean, to bring it to what I know, like baseball, Japanese leagues, like those teams are amazing. And they're all play one style of baseball. They can plug and play. And that's why they do so good in the World Baseball Classic. But here is where it's this amalgam of like all the Latin players, all the Japanese players, the literal elite from Korea, and then all the best players from here who have been playing baseball forever. And like... smash them all up together and see what they can do, and it's the best league in the world. That's why WWE is the best women's wrestling in the world, because it's a combination of all that. Asuka makes that happen. Like when Kairi was here, she made it happen. The Four Horsewomen drive this whole company. Like, it's just such a cool clash of styles, and when it works, it's so good.
Yeah.
That's what we saw, like, back-to-back nights from WWE this week. It was so good. We got three nights in a row of women main eventing. Michael and Roxanne.
Yeah. We'll talk about that in a little bit, because I think that's kind of our highlight.
Versus Casey and Caden,
mm-hmm.
and then we had this triple threat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't care what the ratings say after all. If you're a wrestling fan, watch those three matches and tell me they weren't fucking great. You put that in front of people and they're going to enjoy it.
Yeah. And this triple threat too, like when we talk about like the clash of styles, obviously we're not getting like the cool, actually, no, we don't get really high flying from any of these women.
Not here. No. I'm saying just in general, just but this like match. There's other people here.
No, there's people in the company. I'm right, saying right. This triple threat though, because you have Bianca who just will throw you into your faction. Becky. she's just like
anti-high flyer.
Yeah, she's she's a sinker.
How'd she do that?
Because I figured it out. You know, I was thinking like, how is it she's packing so much punch? Like, it shouldn't make sense. She probably eats so many, like, nutrients that her bones, that's what makes her bones so heavy.
She's so dense.
It makes sense now. And then you have, Becky and Bailey too. They're both, like, so good technically. So when you get to see them, like, spar with each other, it's really fun because they don't do the same thing twice. It's always, like, I don't know. It always just feels fresh. And then same thing with Bianca. She can do that too, except she's able to do backflips.
Yeah. I mean, Bianca still isn't like them. Like, she doesn't draw on the experience that they do.
No.
Because she just hasn't been doing it that long, but she still looks amazing with those. And now, like the two of them, you can just put them in and they can just go and spar and entertain.
Yeah.
Like, not everybody... After putting this division over, like, not everybody in this division could do that. And it's good to have people that you can do that with.
And I think like Becky and Bailey are those. Well, yeah. It's like your horsewomen.
You have all this other shit going on like outside. That was the really cool part about that. The booking of that too, is it felt very Attitude Era or very like early Ruthless Aggression Era, where just more and more people are coming out and it's just a bra and who else is going to come out? And like, it looked cool. It was awesome to see them doing it. And then in the middle of all that, you can just say like, all right, we got the camera over here. Like, you guys make it look good in the middle of the ring. And like, that's what they can do. And then they just cut back to them and they're like just doing their thing basically.
Yeah.
They're on autopilot essentially.
They're like,
It's their natural state of being.
I was going to say, if you're there live, that's like who's getting the best show.
Right.
Like, because we're seeing the angles and freaking Born Identity camera direction, but we make the most of it. Like, I would have loved to see that live because, like those three women, the way they just like, we've been to the live shows and we've seen how like really the women really do like, that was the other thing too. You would have noticed it in the picture-in-picture commercials. Just how they kept the match going. Yeah.
It's been so long. There's so many times that they had it. And even when they even had it for Piper and Meechan, that's when I really noticed it.
Because
they haven't. I wonder if that's something the Triple H pushed for, because it never happened under Vince. Maybe occasionally, but it stopped happening for a long time.
Have just like a scrolling banner at the bottom. Oh no, I think that's too much stimulation. But yeah, that's the other thing about this match. It was so long, and it's just like another testament to these women's strength.
Yeah,
because they were still lifting each other and slamming each other down.
No, it never looked gassed.
Mm-mm.
Which even at the highest level of the WWE, we've seen that like at some point at the end of some of these matches.
Well, look at the Royal Rumbles. Like, you can tell. Oh.
They're all at peak right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we're WrestleMania season. Like, they should be at their peaks right now.
And then, so what was it? Liv came out. Carmella. Everybody who's like in the Elimination Chamber came out to...
After having... trios match earlier.
We'll talk about that one right now too, because that was really good too. They all came out to like interfere, but because damage control is interfering. Right. That was the other funny part of it too, is just like Bailey could not get that win even with the help of damage control, which is annoying, But again,
that's
another.
What it's supposed to look like that. Like, think of Adam Cole the whole time.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Adam Cole would win at the end of it. Like,
yeah.
That's what you guys aren't doing with Bayley. And no. You've done it already. You know that this is how this booking works. Why the fuck aren't you doing it with them? Like, is it to save the man? The man was a Vince creation. Let fucking eat it alive and let her come up with something different.
No,
she works because Big Time Beck was good. I liked Big Time Becks.
No, yeah. That was like some of the best promos that we've ever gotten.
That was when
her.
We realized, oh shit, she actually like can do promo stuff. Because the man promo stuff is corny and low hanging fruit as MJF is doing his heel work right now.
I don't know what else we can talk about, like, as far as this, other than like giving it more praise. But to like rewind a little bit too, we had the stupid 3-on-3 from different brands, like exhibition match before the pay-per-view or premium live event. So because it makes sense to have Asuka, and we'll get into it right now, but it makes so much sense to have Asuka teaming up with Nikki Cross and Liv.
Oh,
wait, who was
Carmella.
It? Carmella.
I don't mind the booking there.
No. But that's what I was thinking was, why is like evil clown Asuka or like scary clown Asuka agreeing to like,
well, we saw why.
Well, then
that bookie was actually good. Yeah. So I can't.
No, but I'm saying like I totally got worked because at the beginning I'm like, why are we seeing this? Why is Asuka like agreeing to participate in this? That match just like turned into chaos because Asuka started suplexing Nikki Cross, her own partner.
She kicked Carmella in the head, I think, too.
She kicked everybody in the head.
Oh, man. This is what I wanted. And I'm not disappointed at all.
This is what we want to see in the chamber. And she better be like in the pod. Because I would love to see her just like menacing face like in there waiting. Because when it's time for her to come out, everybody should be like scared and crapping their pants.
Yeah, that's true. I want to see her start it and literally kill Liv Morgan to start the match in 10 seconds.
I mean, Shayna booking.
Knock Liv Morgan out. Yeah, the Shayna booking, but better. Like, kicking down not waiting for them to come out or like taunting them, kick down the glass chambers to like get to her opponents. And everybody in that chamber dies.
Well, that's funny because.
But that's not how it's going to happen. And like, I can't really root for that because then it would be a 10 minute match or however long it takes for all the timers to go down. But it would be fucking cool.
I was watching the tag team Elimination Chamber match. That was the inaugural women's championships. And I forgot Nia and Tamina were the tag team, right? But the funny part is when the clock counted down and Iconics were in their pod and they're like not wanting to come out and they're holding the door and like they just rip it off and they're like, oh man, we don't have like that comedic gold right now that Billy and Peyton brought, but
that's what Carmella needs to be.
Carmella
because
does.
You're not.
She kind of is, but yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying she like she needs to lean into that more.
Because
like,
she's
you're
so
already
funny.
Hot.
She's so good.
You don't need to be the most beautiful girl or whatever she was doing last time. And nobody is ever going to be impressed with what you can do in the ring. People are always going to talk shit about you.
Yeah.
And like, for good reason, whether or not that's true, that's neither here nor there. The fact that, like, lean into what you can do and just be the best at it.
See, and that's the thing with Carmella is that she's so blessed to be so beautiful. But she's so creative and funny. And she is athletic. It's just, it's different. It's a different way. Like, she has her, like, dance background. Like, she's talked about that. And she does wrestle differently. But that's why, like, she should bring out her character more. And we really haven't like seen anything because she just got back to Raw.
It would have been great to go back to NXT. She would have been good for that spot.
Oh, maybe like
to create like I'm
recently,
saying so she could come back as a different character, like figure out a good character that she can bring to the main roster here.
That's the thing, though, is that Carmella's been able to change up her character.
Yeah, I just haven't
every
been a
time.
Fan of any
every
of those.
Time and she like, colors her hair something different, it's something new.
Right.
It's somebody new.
But yeah, I don't think it's anything lasting, and I don't think it's anything that's catching on with fans, because I don't know anything other than like Stan accounts, which I'm positive are ran by the same single five Liv Morgan fans. And so, and those people aren't going to buy tickets. Those people aren't cheering for her in the arenas. Like, she needs to do something better. The R-Truth stuff was working, and that was funny stuff.
Yeah.
But now when she comes out, or when she was doing, like, the heel stuff, nobody really bought into it at all. Even to boo it.
It took a while. It took a while when she was being, like, with Reggie, when she had him. It took a while, but I liked it. I think it finally paid off, but it took too long.
She's just, like, she was the origin of that. I can't believe that person.
We blame Carmella for her. What's his
name? No, I cannot put the I won't put that evil on her. I just can't believe that, like, just that's that. Yeah, whatever. That whole thing, that whole storyline, that character, him, where he's at now, like,
okay, so there was. There was Piper and Meechan that night, right?
Yeah.
She's so good. Piper's just so good. I love that she's getting this booking. I love that she looks this way. I just love everything going on with her. And we haven't even, like, scratched the surface with her, because she's having these matches right now.
But they're already starting to make her look like a monster.
Yeah.
That's why they need other titles on here, too. Because,
like, a mid-card belt. Right,
like, when Wardlow was clearly over and ready to go for a belt, they had one for him to go for. And he got the TNT title. And, like, now he has a storyline. And then, like, they've been able to work with that with him. That's what they need for people like Raquel, or people like Piper, that aren't ready to go for those main titles. You know, Liv is going to
hold that title hostage, right?
Not even. She might get it back. She would be like the 16-time mid-card belt title, because she would always be the transitional champion, because everybody's going to beat her. And that would, I would actually even be fine with that, because then we're still getting like mid-card stuff, and then it lets Liv do what she can do, put people over. Like she did in that trios match, which we didn't finish talking about. That finish was amazing. That's all I wanted to say. Is her, like, that's the thing that Liv Morgan can do, is scream like that and make it look like somebody's actually breaking her apart.
Yeah, because Asuka had her in her.
Those are the memorable Liv Morgan parts, because her moments. Because the other Liv Morgan moment I remember is Shayna Baszler breaking her against that Elimination Chamber.
Was it? It wasn't the Asuka lock. What was it that she had her in?
I don't even know what it's called.
Whatever that was, looked very painful. Liv finally tapped.
The way they got into it, she caught her like that.
Yeah.
And felt, I can't wait for Asuka's title run.
This is gonna be good.
She's gonna be so.
She's got to take it off of Bianca. But yeah, she like held her in the submission hold. Liv tapped out, and then she like bent her further back. Like, this is what I'm looking forward to this weekend. It's gonna be so good.
I've been calling for, and yeah, I don't want to see her. Like, that's the thing too. She's already been very generous and like still letting people hit her around and like make her look
Asuka.
like take beatings a little bit too. Like the Royal Rumble, she didn't look all dominant, but she had moments where she was.
Well, even in this trios match,
that's what I'm saying. Like, she's still giving it as good as anybody.
She's so kind.
I love Asuka, and she needs to be champion.
Oh, definitely.
I don't know how you don't book her against Charlotte for Royal Rumble. She's never going to be hotter than she is right now. Like,
because that's the problem with this company, is like they have their long-term plan and they don't want to like divert from it at all.
It's not even that though. Like, Rhea could still be the long-term plan. Just punt it for a year. Rhea's going to be just as over in a year, if not more so.
Yeah.
And her winning the Royal Rumble then is going to be so much cooler. She's not going to be part of it. She's not going to have shit-ass Judgment Day like weighing her down at that point. She could have done it then, and Asuka could have won this year, and Asuka could be going to the main event again, challenging Charlotte. It's just, that's the most annoyed I am with the booking. But I can't even, also because I can't even hate it, because we're gonna get a Rhea and Charlotte match out.
Yeah. I do want to see more. I want to see Rhea like highlighted more within Judgment Day.
And that's,
I need, because we see Finn and Damian and obviously Dominic like online like praising her, but I want to see it on TV. I need them to be like her little simp men,
right?
Like, it she's not getting enough credit from her faction that she needs to on TV.
Yeah, and she's not even getting enough. That's like if you feel you need to do this chicken shit booking because Edge had to go film a TV show or whatever, and like book them in a tag team match so that Rhea can lose when she shouldn't be losing on the road to WrestleMania.
Yeah,
maybe this wasn't the year to make her be the road to WrestleMania, because Asuka's gonna look fucking dominant going into that.
Yeah.
Pay-per-view. And Rhea's not, because she's gonna eat this pin, or like they're gonna chicken shit their way into a victory against these, I don't want to say geriatrics, these old people on the roster.
Better, that's even better, I guess.
It's not as mean. They're gonna
you leave my husband and his wife alone, okay?
They're going to barely win this or lose this, and it's just, that's the booking that is just the most questionable to me too, because why?
Yeah.
And like, yeah, I get it. Like, timing wise, you weren't flexible at all with it. Yes, whatever. But like, be better, basically. You're Triple H. You should know better than that.
Yeah. See, and then with,
it's a $1 billion company. That's why they can't do stuff like that,
though. No, I guess not. Eh. Well,
becoming traded with publicly traded company was the worst move they ever did, because it stopped letting them do crotch chops.
All right, so let's talk about NXT. Tiffany Stratton versus Chase Yu's very own Tia Hale, recent graduate inductee. What was that ceremony for?
She got her first win, I think.
And she had a robe and everything. Anyway, I was going to say about Tia that, is it Tia or Taya?
Tia.
I like her.
She's easy to like.
I really like her.
She commits, but...
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Like, she commits. Her arms are huge.
I told you, she's the Dana Brooke of...
NXT right now? She's the new Dana Brooke.
Next generation's Dana Brooke. Like, she commits 100%, and she looks the part. She's just, like... There's pin eaters, and there's championship holders. And you got to be a pin eater if you're not good enough to be a championship holder. But that doesn't mean there's not a place for her here. She's great. I love watching her. Well, that's the thing, is
I love her character work. I think she's great. I'm hating the new women's tag team championships
storyline thing. That is definitely Sean booking right there.
Okay. But Tiffany looks so good.
Yeah. Yeah, and I like made the note last time of the way Kenny does his little like pop up roll through thing.
Yeah.
You can ignore that. That springboard doesn't make it.
Her moonsault.
You can just ignore it. Once you do the springboard, nobody's gonna remember how you got to that point.
Yeah.
Because goddamn.
That thing is a work of art for sure.
Tiffany's entrance looked really good.
Her gear looks good. Lighting.
They're learning, though, is what I mean. Because when Lyra came out,
they got rid of the AR ring.
Not only that, they still have some of her other stuff too. But like, it's still kind of corny. But Tiffany's looks good, and so I think whoever is doing production there is starting to nail it. NXT is starting to find a groove somehow.
Good job, production
against
crew.
All odds.
So. JC Jane, she's really good on the mic.
Yeah.
She went a little long.
Yeah.
But she is very...
Her problem right now, she's repetitive.
Yeah, I was going to say.
She hits the same
note. That's why it's long.
Right. She uses too many words.
She just repeats the same
thing. Well, that's why. Like,
she repeats the same thing.
Ocean's 11, where they say... Don't use this many words when this many words will do. Like, that's what she does. Is she just uses extra words.
She keeps going. Kind of like what we're doing right now. But I was bought in. I was engaged. I noticed she said the same things a lot, but I was rooting for her. I from going to, who is JC? I could not remember her name. For weeks.
All the doubters are looking real stupid right now.
And the best part is, like, she even dropped that in her promo where she's saying, you all called me like third wheel of toxic attraction and
we no
I'm not referring to you.
Obviously.
She's so
I've been singing from the rooftops. Literally in some cases.
I know.
Since they started.
I'm not here to argue with that, but I'm just saying, like, yeah, I am one of the doubters. Not even doubters, because I was just like, all right,
imagine
let's see how this
being
goes.
A JC Jane doubter.
I'm
so good from the beginning. No, I'm just kidding. She had potential from the beginning.
Yes.
She's reaching it. I wasn't even sure that she'd be able to in this division, but luckily it helps to be part of the Forever faction and be able to find your stride and be on TV every single week and know that you're going to have that spot.
True.
Kind of like what they did when they built their one star in AEW.
Well, it's cool too, because I'm over here clamoring like move her up already. But there's like, no, we need her here in NXT, and she's still killing it.
Yeah. They're still
the same thing with Gigi.
No.
Yeah.
Well, now you can't. Now that you kicked it off there, which makes sense. Like, separate them there, let them come up to the roster, or let them reunite and come up to the roster together. But
yeah,
like they're so NXT at this point. Like, you have to tell that breakup story there the same way you had to tell the Gargano and Ciampa breakup story.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. So, JC was basically just like singing her praises, and that's kind of what it was.
She just put the last horses that haven't crossed the finish line. She just went behind them and kicked them all the way across it. Because JC has been here, in case you haven't been paying attention.
Correct. And I mean, oh man, we like found out how long ago she joined NXT too. It's like, yeah, no, this makes sense. This
took
all
her
tracks.
Breaking Gigi's pretty face in order to
that
make
was
all of you realize
that was a great line too, where she was like, everybody's like, but did you have to kick her so hard? Yes, I did. She was great. Like, that one, look it up.
The
week
was the Jannetty line. Like, I will not let anybody say that Gigi is Jannetty'd, because Marty Jannetty fucking sucks as a person, and he was never that great as a wrestler.
Yeah, because that was the other part of her promo. She said, so Jannetty, I mean Gigi, which is cute, because you just know she's like, that's Shawn Michaels' girl right there.
Wasn't cute.
Okay, but let's talk about the main event. They made me sit through this whole stupid show, and I wanted to turn away so many times.
Somehow he gets me to watch this.
I wanted
shows.
To turn away so many times. I was like, no. Michael's coming out. Because they had Roxanne pick her up from the airport. They had that footage. And I was like, oh, that's right. I have to keep watching.
They reminded you too, because they also had Casey and Kate to talk to them. And they were like, oh, sorry, we were dicks last week.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I was trying to change the channel so many times whenever the men were on. And then, well, other than Dragunov coming back, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. but backstage, Casey and Kate, or wait, no, Katana and Kaden were telling, just apologizing to Roxanne, and like, they're going to get in the ring with Maiko, and they're just going to have like a nice, good game, good wrestling match. And as they're walking away, Maiko and Roxanne are walking together, and you just see Maiko like eye her championship too. I don't know if you caught that, but they're walking around, or they're walking out, and she just like glances down at it and it's like, oh, we know what's coming next. The match. It's so good.
Yeah.
I love Kaden and Katana as a tag team. They're just like, it's,
been
I know
doing
they've
been it for long enough together.
Well, they've been doing it long enough, but they just have really great chemistry.
They go back to Mauro being in this company.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, they start, like, I feel like they pushed to be a tag team because they both came in as singles competitors and it worked for them. And it's kind of like, It's as if they're like an Edge and Christian, Hardy Boys, like coming into the company as a tag team. They're just so natural and they're so good. But the thing is, they haven't been pushed to the edge. Like,
they're the longest reigning women's champions.
I'm saying that as far as like their character, other than, because I think I was telling you, they were pushing this like festival girl, party girl thing.
Backed off of it.
But that's the
really.
If they need to lean into something, right, and just like kind of.
They need to go to the Tia Hale School of Commitment.
Well, yeah. I was going to say, like, I think they need to embrace the silliness of pro wrestling. Like, they really are just treating it like a sport, which is fine. But, like, to really reach their full potential, I think they need to kind of, like, not be so serious.
I mean, it doesn't help that they're on a 90% character-driven show.
Yeah.
And they have the equivalent of, like, male no charisma. Like, it's funny that they dated because her and Casey and Ricochet are the same person to me. They're athletic and almost nobody can do what they can do in the ring. But they can't do what even, like, the most minimal proficiently people can do on the mic here. Like, you put a mic on in... either of their hands, and it's just snooze fest.
I'm curious to see what their zodiac signs are, because I feel like they're so like they're so regimented. Again, it's just they're not leaning into like the like they could have been party girls and done like a pretty deadly light version. Like, yeah, they could have been that, but right, they just don't like take it a little further when they're just so serious is what I'm saying. And it doesn't work for what like their style is, because they are pretty flashy,
yeah,
in the ring. It's just that's why gotta push them a little bit more. Freaking Michael and Roxanne though. Yeah, they
can't talk about Roxanne yet.
Talking about like Kayden and Katana being a natural tag team, Maiko and Roxanne.
It's not even their just, natural tag team. They're just that fucking good.
They're so good.
Like, Roxanne makes everybody she's in the ring with look better somehow. And she's 21.
Are you trying to say that she made Maiko look better?
No, I'm saying... I'm not saying that she made Michael look better. I'm saying she makes, like, she allows Michael to hit her highest potential. But even then, they weren't wrestling against each other. No. We'll see that here. Yeah. You will see when they wrestle against each other.
Well,
again.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have seen them and they were amazing. But just even them working together, if you told me, like, yeah, they've been a tag team, I'd be like, that makes sense. They communicated.
Just so solid,
yeah, they communicated so well. I feel like Roxanne, Michael, Bailey, Becky, even like it's like there's this wrestling language that they communicate like telepathically.
The crazy thing is the rest of those women have been wrestling. Well, I mean, she has been too, Roxanne. I mean,
yeah,
I've been wrestling for so long and there's so much more her senior. She is going to be at that point with double their experience by the time she gets to Michael or Bailey or Becky's career.
Michael's been around forever.
I will not put over Roxanne. She is so good. She's quickly becoming one of my favorite wrestlers. And the bad part is she kind of has Ricochet disease too, but she's working on it. Like
she's young
getting
enough
better,
to turn
right?
it around.
And she's getting better. And I feel like she does have a presence. She's just working on it. Where like from Go and we've seen Katana, it's very basic.
So naturally we have like at the beginning where Roxanne's just looking cool and yeah, not showing off, but yeah, she's just looking good.
She's in her natural state of flow.
Yeah. And when Michael gets tagged in against Kayden, it's really funny. I was laughing because Kayden is like a more striker type moveset. But like Michael's like infinity times better at it because she is like, this is her style.
That was a cool angle of them. Like, I like that it was more than just Michael being here, obviously, yeah, and like doing this stunt with Roxy afterwards, but to bring her in saying, like, oh yeah, I've fought Kayden at the. For
Mae
her
Young
to
Classic,
be able
yeah.
to be here, like, to point to something. Like, that's like, what they need I've to do here. A lot is. Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially with people from UK who, like, she was already over when she was here at Worlds Collide.
Yeah. But
for anybody who might have missed that or anybody's just tuned in to NXT, like, no, I've been here before.
Yeah.
And I've been crushing these women. Like, it's cool to throw back to stuff like that, I think.
I think they did a good job about bringing right. that up, too. Because, yeah, you're the one that was like, oh, yeah, that's right. They did fight at World Mae Young Classic. Yeah. Man, those are good ones to go back and watch if you haven't done so already. The other cool move was, and again, just shows like Kayden and Katana being a good tag team, where Kayden lifts Katana onto Maiko's shoulders on the turnbuckle. So we've seen that move before where they like flip them off over their head. But you have Kayden, who's also like assisting for like more maximum impact. And then Maiko still kicks out of that. She's the final boss. It's just like, I think I missed that. I don't know how many times they called her that and they didn't.
They did.
How many times was it?
I know I heard
I know
it
we definitely
once.
Didn't get it. It's final boss time, which no. If Michael Cole were there, he would have said it.
Maybe. Maybe he wouldn't be allowed to say it. It's a raw subject for Triple H, I'm sure. Yeah, we got it at least once. I know I heard it at least once. The part that I wish I could just like, not freeze frame, but like GIF and
loop
on my head constantly and just neglect all conversations or work or anything else and watch for the next at least 48 hours is that part where she has Katana and throws her into Roxy. Maiko's holding Katana, throws her into Roxy, and she grabs her by the wrist in the smoothest fucking thing I've transition I've ever seen in a wrestling ring, at least in the last year.
Yeah.
And like she turns her into, and just a, like Roxy's just so smooth.
Yeah.
She makes it look so good and so effortless when she's doing it. And like,
I was going to say this.
Nobody's doing it the way that she does in her ring, like air in ring skills right now in this company. And it's crazy to see that she's here. Like,
yeah.
I can't wait to see what she does when she gets to the. I like this division, but when she gets to the women like Bayley and Becky, whose natural state is also going in a wrestling ring, it's going to be so good to watch. She will be who people think Liv Morgan is.
Also, I mean, she really is like, she's Paige. She's also been wrestling since she was 14 years old. And
she's Rey Mysterio. She's, like I said, she's Lady Rey Mysterio. She's going to be... We're going to be watching her with her shit-ass kids in 30 years.
Yeah.
Having their own program and being a tag team. It's just cool. I'm glad to be bought in on the ground floor on Roxanne because to go back to that movie, it was so good.
And I was going to say, too, like this tag match is... I would use this as an example like to get people into wrestling. Be like, just watch this.
Yeah.
Because it's like a good combination of just like different wrestling styles. The cool high-flying acrobatics. The characters are all so likable. Like, this is just, like, a good example of, like, the, I guess this, like, brand's wrestling women for the women's division. Yeah. And because Katana...
this is the reason I watch NXT still.
Yeah, Katana and Kayden work so well together, but then just them in the match with these two, there's a reason why they booked this match. And for this main event, because they could pull it off.
Against all Shawn Michaels booking odds, like this division is stacked. And the best part about it is like, yeah, these are all the people who are about at the top of their potential. Michael is a legend. Roxanne,
she's a
like,
legend.
I can't imagine Roxanne getting much better. I just assume that she will hold this level for her entire career. And the two of them, like, and Casey and Kayden are basically maxed out at like where they're going to be. The rest of this division has so much potential in it too. Like it's good.
Yeah. The finish too, like friggin' Maiko's scorpion kicks, right? And then Roxanne was able to do her pop rocks. Mm. That's what she's calling it. It's cute. Roxanne's so cute. Like, I think she's like the perfect baby face right now in NXT. Because we've had so many villains Everybody wants to be bad. And Roxanne still has an edge to her, but she's so totally like girls next door. Girl next door. Not the show.
Backyard wrestling.
Yeah.
You've been watching take bumps for 5 years already.
I was really happy with this. And then at the end, you know, you have Maiko talking to Roxanne. She's like, yeah, like they had a good match. They worked well together. And then Maiko tells her, I did something for you coming over here to the United States. Now you do something for me. And she points at her belt. And Roxanne's like, yeah, like it would be my honor.
That's where she's like corny, but see, what, she's also young. Like,
that's a thing. I think that's what it was.
You can't really say she's corny because she's just a kid.
The way stupid Cora Jade like is young and just like a shit ass.
I guess you can say that she's corny because Cora Jade is because
Roxanne's like,
a corn
cob. Would be my honor, madam. It's like she'd be like, dope. Just like, yeah, let's do it. Let's go. Like, get hype. But no, she's just like, she's like a well-mannered girl. That's why, like, Roxanne is, I don't even know, like, what you do or, like, where she, like, evolves to. But again, like, I'm here to watch it happen. Because I have a feeling, like, it's only, yeah, it's just going to get better from here. It only can get better.
It's like, if Mustafa was booked like a winner.
Oh, yeah. R.I.P. He's not dead. So let's get into our Elimination Chamber predictions.
Asuka murders
everyone. Asuka's gonna...
She just needs to steal...
Well, hold on.
One of the announcers
needs
to steal Lance Archer's catchphrase because... Everybody dies because he sure as fuck ain't using it and nobody associates it with him. Start associating it with Asuka and fuck it. Like nobody will care. Everybody dies. Everybody dies when Asuka's in the ring except for Asuka.
I mean, her chant forever was Asuka's gonna kill you.
Everybody dies.
Everybody dies. That's all I wanna see. But I was gonna say first Beth and Rhea's match.
The oldies are gonna win it.
Which is dumb because Rhea's going into WrestleMania.
Right. It is dumb and it just is unnecessary booking. They have to give them an edge because Rhea needs, like, Rhea's going to start showing how dominant she is. And I think she's going to do it by putting Beth on the shelf after taking a loss.
Yeah.
And Finn needs to bring out the demon.
Or, I mean, like, they lose, right? And Charlotte uses that against Rhea, that kind of fuels their storyline a little. Because Charlotte's just going to be like, she's gonna be like, you couldn't even beat Beth. Like, good luck. Because, I don't know. We really haven't seen a ton of interaction between Charlotte and Rhea. So we'll see how that goes. But I think, I want to say I'm going to like be optimistic and Rhea wins.
We'll see.
Rhea gets the pin. And then still beats up Edge. Okay. And then you're saying Beth and Edge are going to win?
Yeah.
I think it's still just going to be good in general. It's going to be a good match.
Yeah, I mean, the four of them are so good, there's no way it can be.
Yeah. But,
okay. I really want to see Beth wrestle since we missed her before.
Yeah.
And we've only seen her in Royal Rumbles, one of which she was bleeding the whole time, so I was worried about her health.
We couldn't.
But when she was on camera with Kathy Kelly, she looked like a different species.
Yeah.
Like, not saying it in a mean way or anything like that, in the same way that Hulk Hogan and Macho Man Randy Savage make Gene Okerlund look like he was an inferior.
Like,
being.
Kathy Kelly just needed to put on a tuxedo, and this looked like a 90s. Wrestling right. Interview that you see on that you would have seen on
like
TV
she
as a
looked
kid.
Double the size of Kathy Kelly.
But just too, like her hair, her outfit,
right,
her
she
makeup.
She looked like a fucking rock star.
Yeah.
And like she was she's jacked. Like I can't wait to see. I really hope we get a run from her. And that's why I would like for her to win as opposed to like be put on the shelf by Rhea or something like that.
We don't want
that. At least not right away. Do it closer to WrestleMania so that Rhea can look like a big threat going into WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But I definitely want to see, I can't wait to see her. And I want to see her make Dom sell the hell out of that glam slam again. Both times she picked him up. Oh, man. People want to hate him, but Dom is way better than anybody is going to give him credit for. Than anybody who wants to hate on him will give him credit for, because he is actually really getting, like, he's making you feel stuff. He's a comic relief. He's buying into it the way that I was saying, like, Carmella should buy into her character more, or like to more goofy stuff. That, and he's a good example of, like, he's doing goofy stuff, but in a more serious storyline, really. Mm-hmm. Like, she should be doing, she's not, whatever, apples and oranges, but like, I could see her doing stuff like that and me and more people buying into it than her trying to be taken seriously as a wrestler. Dom is not being trying to be taken seriously as a wrestler at all. And he's still somehow getting wins and still drawing reactions. And that's what wrestling is.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, like, now that he's not with his dad and he's hanging out with his friends, you get to see, like, the real side of him. Which I've always, like, been behind him, but whatever. That's not what this podcast is about.
Yeah, we'll move on from that.
But Elimination Chamber. Who do you think's going to start it? I think Liv's going to start it. Like, they've been using her as what is that person in the race? She's the trusted one to just, like, keep. They've put a lot of faith into her. You're looking at me with your cara, but they've made her like it's not an anchor. I can't figure this term out, but like, I think she's gonna start it off because they just trust her to do it.
So we have Asuka, Raquel, Liv,
Natty. I think Natty's gonna start it.
No, because Natty's gotta bring her little hat and she might not even be in the match. I think Raquel and Liv is a good bet, but I'm gonna say Nikki.
I don't think so. I think she's gonna be in that pod.
I mean, Nikki's way chaos, so it'd be good to put her in a pod, but I would like to see Nikki get some time to actually go.
Yeah,
I've been seeing too many people disrespect Nikki Cross.
Really?
Especially now that, like, she's kind of unleashed and back to being Nikki Cross.
Yeah.
Put her in another Last Woman Standing match. And, like, in lieu of being able to do that because you can't book her into a match that big, let her go.
Let her start Elimination Chamber.
Start Elimination Chamber and go for a long time and do crazy shit. And people will know this is what Nikki can do on the main roster. Because we haven't seen that since NXT. So that's what I would like. I don't think it's going to happen. My preference would be like Raquel and Nikki, but I think you're right. It'll be Liv and Raquel.
I'm going to say Liv and Natalia are going to start it off. Right. Okay. And then we both think Asuka's going to win.
Yeah, Asuka kills everybody. If Liv starts it, she's definitely going to get a pin because they got to give Liv something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Asuka should kill everybody.
It's the only logical outcome.
In lieu of her, like, murdering somebody, like, starting from the beginning and murdering somebody, let a couple people there have somebody get pinned and leaving the ring as the timer runs out when Asuka comes out. Should murder that person who's already been eliminated and then start murdering people who are still in the match. Feeding ways for them to have Asuka murder everybody.
Who's like the big heel in that match? Not really anybody.
Natty's probably going to play it.
Yeah, but Natty's not going to handcuff Asuka like somebody should do.
that's not going to happen at all. I think it'll be, because that's the cool thing about Asuka right now in this character. She's chaos. Like, she's not. And, like, Nikki's a different brand of chaos, too, so I really don't know what's going to happen in that match. As long as Liv Morgan and Nikki don't win, I will be happy. And that's me saying I want stuff for Nikki. Well, no. As long as Asuka wins, I will be happy, because Asuka needs to be in a title match at WrestleMania. Again, if in lieu of her not being in the big match against Charlotte, she will never be hotter than she's coming off of this rebrand right now. And you pull the trigger on it. Like, you obviously were alluding to that when Bianca came out and five women who were in the chamber were sitting on the ground and Asuka was in the ring.
Yeah.
And you got the optics of Bianca looking at Asuka in the ring and nobody else. And her to come out and say, yeah, there's six deserving women. When I'm like, no, there's one. No, there's and you're one. Looking right at her.
You're here is where I think Bianca's underestimating her.
Yeah, she's not ready for
it. Because Asuka. she's still new. She didn't watch her in Japan. She didn't watch her match against Michael.
Wait, she doesn't have time to watch.
No, I'm
old
saying, yeah,
wrestling matches.
Yeah. Even though, like, she probably does. I'm just saying, like, obviously. Character Bianca.
Yeah,
she's still like fresh, not fresh face. She's been around, but you know,
no, she's
a newcomer.
Like.
Yeah.
Main roster experience.
No, I don't think
she put NXT behind her and never looked back. And she wasn't even there.
She's ready
NXT.
For Asuka.
Nobody's ready for Asuka.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's ready. We're going to go watch some more women's wrestling. You do the same.
If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a 5-star rating, leave a review, subscribe or follow, and share with your friends who love wrestling. Also, you can click on the link in the description to leave us a voice message, but not like any creepy ones. Okay, fine, a little creepy, but tone it down.